Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 25th, 2015. It's a Thursday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 77 of the Follow English Podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about when to use present continuous for future. So the present continuous, which is basically formed by verb to be and the ing of the main verb, the ing form of the main verb. So I am working, or he is working, or you are working, they are working. This is the structure, let's put it this way. And for us to use the present continuous referring to the future, we need basically an arrangement. We are talking about an arrangement in this case, which means we have already established that something is about to happen in the near future. And then, of course, as we're talking about the near future, normally we include in the sentence the time expression indicating this near future. For example, I could say, she's visiting her brother after the class today. So she's visiting her brother. So as you can see here, we have the present continuous. After the class today indicates when. So this is the time expression that we would need to use the present continuous for near future, or for arrangements in the near future. Obviously, if the time expression comes in the question, maybe someone asks you, what are your plans for tonight? You could basically say, I'm going out. You don't need to repeat tonight, or I'm seeing a friend, or I'm watching the basketball final. So you don't need to include again in your sentence to repeat. So the time expression then should be either present in the sentence, or it should be in the context which we're talking about. It should be part of the context you are talking about. So this is it. Obviously, when we want to ask questions, we have to invert. What are you doing tonight? So you can invert. This is a typical question when we want to ask about someone's plans for the near future. So what are your plans? What are you doing tonight? Or what are you doing this weekend? So these are typical questions we ask when we want to know about someone's plans for the near future. And using present continuous for future arrangements, gives this idea that what we have already decided to do will not be changed. So if you say, I'm visiting a friend today, or I'm visiting a friend tonight, it means you're not going to change your plans for tonight. This is it. This is what you intend to do tonight, and you're not changing your mind. And in case you want to change, one element I would like to add here. Maybe you might be thinking, what the hell is an arrangement? So an arrangement is normally some activity we have planned for the near future, which also involves other people, or involves going to a place where you have a reservation or something. I don't know, or some sort of commitment that you have with an activity, or with some friend, or something like that. So an arrangement is more than a plan. So you might remember that I did an episode quite a long time ago. In fact, let me check here if I can find which the number of the episode, in case you want to go back and listen about the future forms. And this was episode 1. Oh my God! So this was episode 1. If you go to the web page for the podcast, you can just look for future forms and you will find it. And this was episode 1 when I talked about going to versus will. And I talked about the present continuous as well, but mainly about the other two forms. Anyway, today the focus is present continuous. So I would like to add that present continuous for future when something is almost happening, you know, when either you have a ticket in your hands and then you say, I'm going to the match tonight, or you know, some sort of commitment which makes it stronger than a plan, you know, or simply intentions. Well, I hope you're all learning something. And this is it for today. Remember that you can visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. In this case, you can add your email to the email list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via Stitcher or Podomatic or iTunes, any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can keep sending your emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any doubts or suggestions for future episodes. And this is it for today. So I'll see you next time. Bye.